Hello everyone, I'm Dayu. The Shanghai Gigafactory has just rolled out its 4 millionth vehicle. This speed is simply terrifying, but if you think you can easily buy the Model 3 performance version or the 6-seater Model Y now, then I have to pour cold water on you. It's not going to happen this year. You'll have to wait until February next year. This is not just about production capacity limitations, but also a clever strategy by Musk to balance the year-end rush and the Q1 data for next year in the face of the purchase tax rebate. How deep is the logic behind this? Don't miss today's exciting content. Okay, let's go. Part 1. Shanghai factory is operating at full capacity. Just recently, the Shanghai Gigafactory made another big announcement. The 4 millionth Tesla officially rolled off the production line. This speed is simply outrageous. How many years has it been since mass production began? Only 6 years. But brothers, don't rush to applaud yet. If you're only now thinking of ordering the most powerful Model 3 performance version, or the 6-seater Model Y that everyone is scrambling for, I have to pour cold water on you. You probably won't get the car this year. What exactly is happening behind this? Is it insufficient production capacity, or is Musk playing a big game? First of all, we have to give a thumbs up to the brothers at the Shanghai factory. 4 million vehicles. This number is simply astronomical in the eyes of traditional car manufacturers, but at Tesla, it seems like just an ordinary Monday. According to the latest data, Tesla China's wholesale sales in November reached 86,700 vehicles. This number is very interesting. It's an increase of almost 10% compared to the same period last year, but even more terrifying is that it's higher than one. In October, sales surged by a staggering 40.98%, indicating that Elon Musk is truly working desperately to make the year-end financial report look good. The Shanghai factory is currently operating like a money-printing machine at full speed. But after the good news, let's talk about something that's causing many people headaches. According to the latest information on Tesla China's official website, if you order the Model 3 performance version or the very attractive 6-seater Model Y, your estimated delivery date has been pushed back to February 2026. Why? Is it because the cars are too difficult to manufacture? On the surface, it seems like orders are booming, but I think it has a lot to do with the impending end of government policies. Everyone knows that China's new energy vehicle purchase tax exemption policy will expire next year. This means that if you don't receive your car before December 31st this year, you'll have to pay extra taxes next year. So the current situation is very delicate. This is why Tesla's official account has been frantically hinting on Weibo recently that people should buy cars quickly to save money. They even started urging people on November 20th to grab the already produced inventory cars. This isn't because there's too much inventory that can't be sold, but rather to help everyone, and of course, to help Tesla itself secure this year's sales and subsidies. As an observer, my feelings are quite mixed. On the one hand, this year-end sprint by Tesla will definitely make the Q4 financial report look very good, and those analysts on Wall Street will probably have a collective orgasm. But on the other hand, this is actually mortgaging future sales. Think about it. If everyone who wants to buy a car is forced to place an order and take delivery in December, what will happen in January and February of next year? Once the tax incentives are gone, coupled with this wave of frantic pre-spending, the Chinese electric vehicle market in early 2026 may experience a brief downturn. This is why the delivery dates for high-end models have jumped directly to February. It's not just because of production capacity. It's also possible that Tesla is intentionally controlling the pace, pushing some high-profit model orders to next year to avoid poor Q1 data. This is a very clever move, but it also shows that Musk has some concerns about the market environment at the beginning of next year. In summary, if you have an urgent need and don't care about specific configurations, go grab a car from the official website immediately. This is your last chance to save on taxes. If you're a big spender who won't buy anything other than the 6-seater version, Model Y, or performance version, then be more relaxed and pick up your new car in February next year. You can also see if there are any new surprises next year. Tesla has a huge advantage in this year-end sales push, but the real test will only begin the moment the New Year's bell rings. More latest news will be brought to you below. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. This is the greatest encouragement and support for me. The second part is about Tesla's production and operation news. First, let's look at the latest V4.5 1.5 version of the Tesla app. It finally solves a pain point. Where is my car? Previously, we could only see it on the map. One point is that now Tesla directly gives you a compass. As long as you rotate your phone, the arrow on the screen will immediately point to your car and accurately display how many feet away you are. But what's even more exciting is the currently unusable Tesla RoboTaxi app. According to the latest news, this independent app has been launched on the app stores in the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, and in Asia, including Taiwan, Hong Kong, Japan, South Korea, Thailand, and Macau. Although its core services are not yet available in these regions, this widespread launch means that the groundwork is being laid for infrastructure development. This is like the calm before the storm. Musk has set the table, and the feast is ready to be served at any time. After discussing the app, let's look at how Musk is selling FSD. Previously, to experience FSD, you either had to buy it outright at a high price or subscribe to it. Now, Tesla has launched a new approach in the United States, a one-month FSD gift card for $112. This is a very clever move. Why? Because those who have used FSD say they can't go back, but those who haven't used it are hesitant to try it. Turning it into a gift card is the best way to get people hooked. You can give it to your father who is half believing and half doubting about autonomous driving, or to a friend who is still hesitating. This is somewhat similar to the trial sample strategy in marketing, but even more ruthless, because once you get used to the car driving itself, it's hard to go back to driving manually. Stepping on the accelerator, that feeling of disparity is probably unacceptable to most people. Combined with the recently launched free FSD trial program, everyone can feel Tesla's determination to increase FSD usage. Finally, let's shift our perspective to the northern and southern ends of the Earth and look at Tesla's hard power. In Iceland, that extremely cold place, the West Iceland police just announced that their Tesla patrol car fleet has accumulated over 1 million kilometers in mileage. They mainly use the Model Y, and the result is impressive, with much lower maintenance costs than traditional fuel vehicles. Those who always question the reliability of electric vehicles in cold weather should ask the Icelandic police. If it can perform reliably for 1 million kilometers in such an extreme environment as Iceland, what are you still worried about for daily use? Turning the lens to Victoria, Australia, in the southern hemisphere, a huge energy monster has just awakened. The $450 million Tesla Megapack battery energy storage system has officially gone online. This project uses 44 megapacks, with a total capacity of 600 megawatts and 1600 megawatt hours, making it one of the largest battery projects on Australia's main power grid. It absorbs excess wind and solar energy during the day and releases it during peak hours at night. By the way, on Tuesday, US Eastern Time, Musk will also release a new interview with Cathie Wood, which is said to contain a lot of explosive information. We'll analyze it then. Part 3, SpaceX worth $800 billion? Brothers, the biggest news these past 2 days is, SpaceX is reportedly raising funds at a valuation of $800 billion. What does this number even mean? It's almost catching up to Tesla's market capitalization. But while everyone was frantically calculating, Elon Musk himself spoke up, and this time, his words contained a secret even more astonishing than the $800 billion figure. First, let's address a crucial point. Musk directly responded on X, stating that media reports of SpaceX raising funds at an $800 billion valuation are inaccurate. He emphasized the very key point that many retail investors overlook. SpaceX has been cash flow positive for years, so they don't need to beg for money like those cash-burning startups. The current stock buyback is purely to provide liquidity for employees and early investors. This is a super healthy sign. So what is the driving force behind SpaceX's continuously soaring valuation? Musk listed three known engines. First, the progress of Starship development. Second, the widespread adoption of Starlink. And third, and very importantly, obtaining global direct-to-cell spectrum. This means that your phone will no longer need a bulky antenna to connect directly to satellites, greatly expanding their addressable market. But the most intriguing part, and the focus of today's video, is the last sentence of his tweet. He said, "There's one more thing, and this might be the most important thing so far." So what is this? What is this thing? Musk didn't explicitly say, but combining his recent statements about AI and energy, we can almost certainly conclude that this most important thing is to move AI computing centers directly into space. Why is this more important than Starlink? Anyone following the news should have a sense of what the biggest bottleneck in AI development is right now. It's not chips, it's electricity. The Earth's energy grid simply can't keep up with AI's appetite. Musk's latest blueprint shows that the fastest and cheapest way to solve the growth of AI computing power is to launch servers into space. In space, sunlight is continuous 24 hours a day, without clouds or nighttime. This is unlimited, free, clean energy. The data provided is very specific. By launching 1 million tons of satellites every year, each equipped with 100 kilowatts of power, we can add 100 gigawatts of AI computing power in space every year. What does this mean? The average power load of the entire United States is approximately 460 to 500 gigawatts. This means that Musk plans to create a power monster in space every few years, equivalent to the entire US power grid, specifically for running AI. These satellites will carry AI chips, use solar energy for computation, and then transmit the results back to Earth via laser links, perfectly avoiding the limitations of electricity and land on Earth. Besides the difficulty of launching, the large-scale manufacturing of solar panels and batteries is also a focus of attention. Yes, it's difficult, but don't forget Tesla. Musk said that Tesla, this will be part of this space AI, because space requires specially reinforced solar panels and batteries. Who is best at mass producing these? Tesla. So the result is that SpaceX is responsible for delivery, Tesla is responsible for energy, and X is responsible for consuming the computing power. This is why Musk said something else, because this is a closed-loop infrastructure that monopolizes the future computing power of all mankind. If that's not crazy enough, Musk even mentioned building factories on the moon and using electromagnetic catapults to launch the finished satellites directly into orbit. This is no longer just doing business. This is leading humanity towards a Kardashev Type 2 civilization. Now, let's go back to the initial valuation of $800 billion. If you realize that SpaceX is building the future space brain of mankind, then this $800 billion might really just be the floor price. Musk is playing a very long game here, and we need to keep up. Finally, Musk said last month that he wants to try to find a way to allow Tesla shareholders to invest in SpaceX. Musk has been thinking deeply about how to give the public the opportunity to acquire SpaceX shares. Perhaps at some point, despite the various drawbacks of going public, SpaceX should still become a publicly traded company. Thank you for taking the time to watch my video. Please feel free to share your insights in the comments section. If you want to learn more about these areas, please like and subscribe. I'm Dayu. Follow me for more timely and accurate information.